We are 10 days into the season of Lent. And in all three readings today, the church is seeking to teach us a fairly fundamental truth about the spiritual life. Most of the important things that happen in my life or in your life occur not because we choose them, but occur because we find ourselves in the midst of a situation or circumstance, or we find ourselves in the presence of a person, and we respond to that. In the first reading, the reading from the book of Genesis, Abram is invited to leave his land. And he is told that he will be the founder of a nation. And in him, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed. And we're told that Abraham and his family left. They left their home and they went to the new land. They didn't choose to do that on their own. Abram did that in response to an invitation. And we're told in the last line of the reading that Abram was not a young person at this time. He was 75 years of age. So the invitation comes not only to the young, but the invitation comes also to the old. That there is no age barrier, there is no ageism around God's invitation to a human being. In the second reading, the reading from the letter to Timothy, we're told that God has a plan for each and every one of us. And that plan is present from the very beginning of time. And that plan unfolds before us, bit by bit. And that our job is to be attentive to see and to hear, and to accept what it is that is put before us, to latch on to it, to go with it. And in the gospel reading, it's not Peter and James and John who decide to go up the side of the mountain. They are led up that mountain by the Lord. And they follow. Many, if not most, of the significant events in your life and mine occurred in response to circumstances that we found ourselves in, or in response to individuals who entered into our lives. And I would suggest to you that those circumstances and those individuals are the voice of God. You and I don't create those circumstances. You and I don't fashion those encounters. They happen. And because you and I respond to that, because you and I say yes to that, because you and I engage that circumstance or that individual, something happens. Something happens that can be fundamental to our life story. After you've lived a life long enough, It's possible to look back and to be able to name some of those circumstances and some of those individuals whose presence made a profound difference in life. Well, what the church wants us to understand is that as we embark on this season of Lent, that the Lord will lead us. The Lord will point a way for us. The Lord will make a way for us. And that way that you and I are led very often is a way that emerges out of circumstances we find ourselves in, or opportunities that are presented to us, or individuals who enter our lives. And those circumstances, those opportunities, those individuals, many times are the very voice of God.